All references to Australia have been removed from a UN report on climate change after the Environment Department expressed concerns it could cause confusion and negatively affect tourism. The report, jointly published by UNESCO, initially contained a chapter on the Great Barrier Reef and sections on Kakadu and Tasmanian forests. A statement from the Environment Department says the department indicated it did not support any of Australia's World Heritage properties being included in the report. It also says Environment Minister Greg Hunt was not involved or briefed on the issue. For more, I'm joined live on the line by one of the scientific reviewers for the UNESCO paper, Emeritus Professor at the Australian National University and Head of the Climate Council, Will Steffen. Will Steffen, good morning.
Good morning.
So you were one of those who made the scientific assessment of the reef for this report. What did you think when Australia wasn't included?
Well, I was very surprised because it was one of the major case studies in the report. It's obviously not only one of the most iconic World Heritage sites in Australia, it's a globally iconic site, and it's one of the sites where climate change is probably one of the most prominent threats. So when it didn't appear, I was really surprised.
And what was your understanding of the way the report would be used?
Look, I think it's just a normal UNESCO report where they're putting information out on global scale issues. It's an information report. It's not in any way a document aimed at any particular purpose other than putting out on the table what the risks of climate change really are to some of the most beautiful places around the planet.
The Australian Department of Environment says one of the concerns that they had was the title, Destinations at Risk. They say this had the potential to cause considerable confusion because only 6 months earlier, the World Heritage Committee had decided not to include the Great Barrier Reef on the endangered list.
Well, I think there's a difference in terminology here. There's a technical thing about the World Heritage Endangered List. But whether it is or it isn't, there is absolutely no doubt that the Great Barrier Reef is at risk of increasing temperature rise, of coral bleaching, of ocean acidification. That is extremely well documented. We've just seen over the past months exactly what that's all about. So whatever the official designation is, there's no doubt from a scientific perspective, the reef and indeed reefs around the world are at increasing risk from climate change.
Well, why would they decide not to put it on the endangered list? There does seem to be some confusion among the UN.
Well, look, that's a process that I'm not terribly aware of in terms of all the details. And I think there are some fairly strict criteria that the UNESCO applies to the World Heritage in Danger, I think is the specific terminology. But we as scientists look at longer-term risks based on the scientific understanding of how these ecosystems operate and what the risks are. And there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever that whatever designation you put on it, the Great Barrier Reef is at increasing risk because of the fossil fuels we continue to burn.
And have you been given an explanation from the department, and have you sought one?
No, I haven't been in contact with the department, nor have I sought an explanation.
Wouldn't it be the case that negative commentary about the state of the reef would have a negative impact on tourism?
Well, look, I think there's a longer-term issue here, is that if we want to keep tourism viable in the longer term, we have to get on top of the major risks that threaten the reef and other World Heritage sites. You can't sweep that under the carpet. So I think that the best thing we can do is say, look, we're doing everything in the short term to protect the reef, and we are taking some actions there. Where we really fall down is we're trying to sweep under the carpet the long-term, most fundamental threat to the reef. We have to do both of those things simultaneously.
And does this suggest that the department doesn't want to recognize that in the same way as you think they should?
Well, look, I think all levels of government, from ministers on down, from the PM on down, need to recognize that climate change is the most significant long-term threat to the reef. There's no doubt about that. And that Australia, if anything, should be on the front foot urging other countries to reduce their emissions rather than lagging behind what most other countries are doing.
Okay. Will Steffen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us.
Okay. Thank you. My pleasure.
The head of the Climate Council, Will Steffen.